So today I will talk about the twisted Laplacian, and then I will discuss about the global hyperellipticity of the twisted Laplacian and the essential self-adjointness of it. Then I will introduce some Sobolev spaces which will actually measure the global regularity of the twisted Laplacian. So before defining the twisted Laplacian, I need to define two partial differential operators on R2, which are del del z and del del z bar, where del del z is given by del del x minus I del del y, and del del z bar is given by del del x plus I del del y. Then the twisted Laplacian L is defined as minus half z z bar plus z bar z, where this capital z bar z is equal to del del small z plus half z bar, and this capital z bar is equal to del del z bar minus half z, where z is equal to x plus iy and z bar is equal to x minus iy. Here this minus z bar is the formal adjoint of z. And so for this L is equal to its formal self adjoint, and so L is formally self adjoint. So since L is formally self adjoint, so we can say that L is symmetric. Now we can have another expression of L from these expressions of z, capital Z and capital Z bar, and these two partial differential operator, which is given by minus Laplacian plus 1/4 x square plus y square minus I x del del y minus y del del x. So from this expression we can say that L is actually the ordinary Hermite operator, which is given by minus Laplacian plus 1/4 x square plus y square, which is perturbed by this rotation operator IN minus IN, where N is equal to x del del y minus y del del x. Now in this expression, substituting dx is equal to minus I del del x and dy is equal to minus I del del y, we have another expression of L, which is dx minus half y whole square plus dy plus half x whole square. So from this expression of L, we have the symbol sigma of L as follows. Z minus half y whole square plus eta plus half x whole square. So from this expression, from this symbol of L, we can say that L is elliptic locally, but it is not globally elliptic, because the sigma is equal to 0 at z is equal to minus half, z is equal to half y in this curves, half x. So now Professor Wong has used the Weyl transform and the Wigner transform of the Hermite functions to show that to construct the green function and the heat kernel of this twisted Laplacian, and then he used the green function to show that this twisted Laplacian is actually globally hyperelliptic. So I will first define those Wigner transforms and the Weyl transform. So before defining the Wigner transform, I need to define the Fourier Wigner transform, which is for f g belongs to f r, we define the Fourier, we denote the Fourier Wigner transform as v, v of f g at the point q p is equal to 2 pi to the power minus half integral from minus infinity to infinity e to the power I q y f of y plus p by 2 and g of y minus p by 2 conjugate integrated with respect to p. Then the Wigner transform is given by W f g, which is the Fourier transform of this Fourier Wigner transform, where we know that the Fourier transform of a function f at the point zeta is given by 2 pi to the power minus n over 2 integral over R n e to the power minus I zeta z f z dz, where the zeta belongs to R n. From this three expressions, the expression of the Wigner transform is 2 pi to the power minus half integral over minus infinity to infinity minus I v at the point x and z is equal to vp f of x plus p by 2 and g of x minus p by 2 conjugate and integrated with respect to p. Then for the symbol sigma belongs to Lp R2, we have we define the tempered distribution W sigma f by W sigma f g is equal to 2 pi to the power minus half double integral infinity to infinity sigma x z, and the Wigner transform of f and g at x z dx dv. Then we call this W sigma as the well transform corresponding to the symbol sigma. Okay. Now I will define the Hermite functions. For k is equal to 0, ranging from 0, 1, 2, we have the Hermite function of order k, ekx, given by 1 by 2 to the power k, k factorial, root pi to the power half, e to the power minus x square by 2, hkx, where this hkx is the Hermite polynomial of degree k, given by minus 1 to the power k e to the power x square with the x power k e to the power minus x square. Then using the Fourier Wigner transform and the Weyl transform of the Hermite function, we have the green function, we have the heat kernel of the twisted Laplacian as given by for t greater than 0 kt at zw is equal to 1 by 4 pi by sine hyperbolic t e to the power minus 1/4 minus w whole square cot hyperbolic t e to the power 1/4 zw, where this form zw is equal to twice imaginary zw bar. Then we have the green function. We get the green function of the twisted Laplacian by integrating this heat kernel with respect to t from 0 to infinity, and it is given by is equal to by 4 pi to power I by 4 zw k naught at 1/4 z minus w square, where this k naught is the Bessel function of order 0, which is given by k naught of x is equal to integral over e to the power from 0 to infinity minus x cos hyperbolic t dt, where x is greater than 0. Then using the green function and the green function of the twisted Laplacian, we have the following theorem, which states about the global hyperellipticity of the twisted Laplacian, which states that L is globally hyperelliptic in the sense that if u belongs to S prime and LU belongs to S, then this implies U belongs to S. Now, we define EJK for J ranging from 0, 1, 2 and K from 0, 1, 2. We define EJK as the Fourier-Wigner transform of these Hermite functions EJ and EK. These EJKs are Schwarz function, belongs to SR2. And we have a theorem which states that this EJK actually forms an orthonormal basis of L2R2, that this set EJK from J K from ranging from 0, 1, 2 forms an orthonormal basis of L2R2. The spectral analysis of L is based on the next theorem that I'm going to state. And this can be found in the book Well Transformed by Professor Wong. For J is equal to 0, 1, 2 and K ranging from 1, we have Z E J K is equal to I 2k to the power half EJ k minus 1, where this Z is that I have defined it earlier. and for j is it again, for j is equal to 0, 1, 2 and k from 0, we have z bar is jk is equal to I 2k plus 2 to the power half ej k plus 1. And because of this, z is called the annihilation operator of ejk and z bar is called the creation operator of ejk. The theorem that follows immediately from this is for j is equal to 0, 1, 2 and k from 2, L E J K is actually equal to 2K plus 1 E J K. So from here we can say that E J K's are the eigenvectors of L corresponding to the eigenvalue 2K plus 1 for each K. So since the, from here the spectrum of L does not contain any zero vector, so L is invertible. And also another fact is that for each K we have infinite number of eigenvectors. Now I will talk about this essential self-adjointness of this twisted Laplacian L. That is, we will show that the closure of the twisted Laplacian is self-adjoint. That means L will be essential self-adjoint. Now since L is a symmetric operator, so it is closable, and hence the closure of L, which we denote as L naught, exists. We denote the closure of L as L naught. We say U belongs to the domain of L naught, and L naught U is equal to F if and only if there exists a sequence pi n belongs to the Schwarz space such that pi l goes to U and l pi l goes to F as l tends to infinity. Then we say this L naught U is equal to F. Now this L naught is closed and symmetric operator. It says that this L naught is closed and symmetric operator. L naught is closed, it follows from the definition of L naught. And for symmetric, to prove that L naught is symmetric, we have to show for all U, V belongs to the domain of L naught, L naught U, V is equal to L naught V. Now since U, V belongs to the domain of L naught, we can have the sequences pi L goes to U such that L pi L goes to L naught U and chi L goes to U V, then L chi L goes to L naught V as L tends to infinity. Then from this expression, from this we have V is equal to limit L tends to infinity L pi L and chi L. Now since L is symmetric, so we can write pi L and L chi L. From where we get U L naught V. So L naught is symmetric. The next theorem is more stronger than this, which states that L0 is self-adjoint. L0 is self-adjoint. And to prove this, I will use one theorem from the book Fourier Analysis and Self-Adjointness by Reed and Seaman, which states that if T is a closed and symmetric operator with dense domain, and if the resolvent set of T contains a real number, then T is self-adjoint. So here I will show that rho of L0 contains a real number. Actually, I will show that 0 belongs to the rho of L0. And to show that, it is sufficient to show that range of L0 is dense in L2R2 and for U belongs to the domain of L0, norm of L0 U2 is greater than equal to C times norm of U2. Now to show that the range of L0 is dense in L2R2, if we can show that S is a subset of range of L0, then since S is dense in L2R2, so then range of L0 will be dense in L2R2. So we take that F belongs to S. Now since we have, I said before that L is invertible, so there exists an U belongs to L2R2 such that LU is equal to F. Now here I will use now the hyperellipticity of L. Now we know that for each functions belonging to L2R2, we can identify these functions as tempered distribution. So we can say that U belongs to S prime, and here F belongs to S, we have assumed. So we have LU belongs to S. So by hyperellipticity of L, this U will belong to S. Now since L0 is the extension of L and L0 is equal to L in S, so we have L0 U is equal to F. So this implies F belongs to the range of L0. And that is, S is a subset of range of L0. And hence a range of L0 is dense in L2R2. Now to show this inequality, it would be sufficient to show this for the Schwarz functions. And number two, so for phi belongs to S, we have L0 is equal to L, so L phi 2 is equal to summation, this by Plancherel's theorem we can write, since EJKs are the orthonormal basis of L2R2, so by Plancherel's theorem we can write this is equal to L phi EJK square. Now this is the Schwarz function, this is also Schwarz function. So by the symmetric property of L, we have phi L EJK. Now the EJKs are the eigenvectors of L. So for each corresponding eigenvalue 2k plus 1, so have this JK 2k plus 1 square phi gamma EJK square, which is greater than, and k ranges from 0 to infinity, so which is greater than equal to summation phi comma ejk square, which is equal to norm phi 2 square. So from we have the second inequality is proved. So we have that 0 belongs to the range of resolvent set of L0. This implies L0 is self-adjoint. And the corollary that follows from this theorem is L is essentially self-adjoint. Now I will introduce those Sobolev spaces which will actually measure the global regularity of this twisted Laplacian L. So for all F belongs to R, define H F2 as U belongs to S prime such that JK 1 plus K square to the power F linear product U and EJK square is finite. The norm here is given by S2 is equal to summation k 1 plus k square to the power f u comma ejk square, and the inner product that is defined here is given by summation jk 1 plus k square to the power f u comma ejk and ejk comma v. Then this HS2 not only forms a complete space but also a complete inner product space with this inner product 1. HS2 is a Hilbert space with the inner product given by 1. Now from this theorem we can have an explicit definition of the domain of L0, and which says that domain of L0 is equal to H12. It is actually, we know that this domain, that L0 is a second order partial differential operator. So we expect its domain to be H22. But here we got this domain to be equal to H12. And this is proved by proving the equivalence of the norms in these two spaces. We know that domain of L0 is a complete space with respect to the graph norm. So the domain of for U belongs to the domain of L0. The norm is given as square plus norm of L0 U 2 square. So here we will show that it's sufficient to show that this L0 U, this norm L0 U is equivalent to this norm in H12, norm of U in H12. Then the norm of 2 square is equal to summation mod of L0 U, comma EJK square. Now L0 is self-adjoint, so it's symmetric and L naught is equal to L in the Schwarz space, and since EJK is at the Schwarz function, so we have L EJK square, and L EJK, so we can write 2k plus 1 square u comma EJK. Now this 2k plus 1 is equivalent to 1 plus whole square is equivalent to 1 plus k square. Since 2k plus 1 whole square is equivalent to 1 plus k square, so here we can write 1 plus k square u comma jk square, which is equal to norm of u 1 2 from the norm given there. So this domain of L naught is equal to H12. Now I will give, this is the last theorem, and this will give another measure of this twist, global regularity of the twisted Laplacian, and which states that if U belongs to S prime and LU belongs to HS2, this implies U belongs to HS plus 1, 2. Moreover, we have the following inequality. It states that for C1, C2 greater than 0, C1 norm U S plus 1, 2 is less than equal to norm LU S2, which is less than equal to C2 U S plus 1, 2. And to prove this inequality, we write norm of LU S2 square is equal to summation jk plus k square to k plus 1 whole square comma ejk, and since this 2k plus 1 whole square is equivalent to 1 plus k square, so this is equivalent to 1 plus k square to the power s plus 1 of u comma ejk square, which is equal to norm of u s plus 1 square, and so this inequality is proved.